this type level of investment, upwards of nearly 13 million, will ensure that money will go into local communities. It will be driven by local communities. The expression of interest will start shortly. And obviously the very hard-working groups and voluntary groups that have been working in previous leader program will be looking at new ways of drawing down the funding in primarily the areas of agri-food, tourism and other related small-to-business, medium business enterprise.
Do we know how many jobs this could create in County Donegal?
Well, I suppose it would be in the realm of speculation, but what we do know is that under previous leader programs, that the very novel projects that have come up and have been funded have led to job creation. So I suppose historically the stats are a proven in relation to generating employment. And I think when we do look at the emergence of the Wild Atlantic Way, there will be a lot of people with tourism ideas. There also will be ideas in the area of agri-food and certainly with an element of the money specifically attracting cross-border potential funding streams. I think there will be novel and creative ways around that. This is against a backdrop of the main priorities for the county, be it in relation to access or be it in relation to fibre optic broadband. These are the bigger picture objectives for the county and for the region, but at a very, very localised level, this will ensure that people will engage, will look at ways of how to bring jobs to their local area. And I'm sure that the partnerships and sort of confidence and trust built up between local government agencies and the leader companies over the years will be instrumental in that effect.